We want to remember now one of Silicon Valley's most influential executives, David Goldberg. As well known as he was in the tech industry, it was actually his wife, Sheryl Sandberg, the Facebook COO who wrote the book Lean In, who became the worldwide celebrity. But David, the CEO of the online questionnaire service SurveyMonkey, helped her and other women pole vault. He died Friday at 47 on vacation with his family in Mexico, reportedly of a head injury after collapsing while exercising. Kara Swisher is co-executive editor of Recode. Kara, you wrote, "Does Silicon Valley have a soul?" It did, in Dave Goldberg. Tell us more.
Well, you know, Silicon Valley is full of a lot of people who are very loud, or they're sort of hyping themselves, or it's a, you know, a little flash in the pan. And Dave was one of these longtime entrepreneurs that's at the heart of what makes Silicon Valley and the technology industry great and one of the greatest industries over the past few decades. You know, he's quite humble. He was a consistent entrepreneur from back in the mid-1990s when he had an online music service called Launch that he later sold to Yahoo. But then he moved on and did a lot of investments and then ended up at this new company called SurveyMonkey, which he started off as an investment of his, but then he took over and really built it into a company of some substance, and recently was valued at $2 billion. But one of these sort of under the radar quiet companies that sort of build the tech industry in the correct ways.
Yeah. Well, and those who read Sheryl Sandberg's book, Lean In, and there are millions of them at this point, know that she credits a lot of her sense of herself from her husband and his family.
Absolutely. Dave was from Minnesota and, you know, from a tremendous family where there was a whole lot of support, both men and women supporting each other. And so he came from a family where he saw his parents doing that and translated into his own family. And one of the great things, I mean, there's always this behind every great man, there's a great woman. In this case, behind a great woman, there's a great man. And he wasn't behind her. They were together in a way that was hard to explain. The issue was that he didn't just support her, it was his issue. Gender diversity, putting women to the forefront in tech were very important issues to him, and he helped support her in doing this.
Obviously a good person and somebody who maybe helped other people act in ways that were also good. But what exactly did he do? You know, what was SurveyMonkey?
Well, SurveyMonkey was this really interesting company where they, you know, it was surveys. It was online surveys, which had been done very expensively for most small businesses. You know, if you wanted a real survey to understand your customers or any kind of survey at all, you'd usually have to pay a lot for a really good one. And they were trying to disrupt this industry because, you know, here's something that can be done very easily online. You know, he was looking at an area that wasn't too sexy. It wasn't like, you know, that a lot of like Snapchat or something like that. But it was something that needed to happen. One of these many things that are disrupted by technology. And he understood that just the way he did when he was doing music online. He was doing a company that didn't steal the music, but it was finding ways to bring music to people online. So he sort of had a really good sense of where things were going to be disrupted, and at the same time understood that you had to make viable businesses of these things and also do it in a way that that would consumers would like it, businesses would like it, and advertisers would like it.
So it's an interesting concept, but I guess it's the way that he went about his life, because just in that, you wouldn't say, oh, he
founded this. It's just a company like everything else. I mean, I think the thing is he brought people together. Like at CES every year, he had a dinner. That's the Consumer Electronics Show. It was, you know, Goldie's party, essentially. And he would bring all kinds of different people together to talk about trends and what was going on. He was a gatherer of people, the way Sheryl is also. And he got people talking about the bigger issues, about around privacy. The last conversation I had with him was around the Ellen Pound trial, which was ongoing here about gender discrimination. And he had some really fascinating thoughts about where it was, what was going to happen, whether it was going to have impact. He thought it was going to. But he just was always, he always thought about the bigger picture rather than the smaller picture. And it's hard to explain if you're not here how many people think of the, you know, I always say, you know, there's a lot of big minds chasing small ideas here in Silicon Valley. And he was a big mind chasing a lot of big ideas, I think.
Yeah. What about you? You're a journalist. What would your interactions be like with him?
Well, he's just an amazing person. I used to call him a lot because there's a lot of people you call in journalism where you trust them, but, you know, everyone has an agenda. David never had an agenda, which was one of the nicest parts of talking to him. If I had especially around media, he was so smart about where media was going. I would call him up and ask his thoughts. It was never really necessarily to get a scoop or try to get him to leak me something, but he always had a really interesting reflection on it. I mean, he served on the board of the Washington Post. They thought enough of him to bring him on the board of the Washington Post, and I think helped it through a lot of its troubles. He just was one of the wise men of Silicon Valley, although he was very young. He died at a tragically young age and had not reached the kind of potential, even though he was enormously successful, that you thought he would move on to. You know, it's going to be an enormous loss for the family, obviously, but also people in the tech industry who really relied on him.
Kara Swisher, co-executive editor of Recode, on the sudden death of David Goldberg at 47, the husband of Sheryl Sandberg of Lean In fame, and also, as we've been hearing, a leader in his own right in Silicon Valley. Kara, thank you.
Thank you so much.